truth number three, God convicts of sin. We seek to earn the right to be heard. God's job, according to the scriptures, is to convict of sin. God is exclusively responsible for the conviction of sin. It is not my job to bring conviction upon someone, and honestly, I can't. It's not my job to persuade by guilt or shame or fear or spiritual manipulation. My job is to seek to earn the right to be heard. Sharing Christ comes down to having a relationship. Whether it is an opportunity to witness to someone on the street or through a long-term friendship, sharing the gospel message comes down to a relationship. People have a deeply intuitive sense of fraudulent and fake people. I mean, give me a break. Even you and I can see and sense a person who is genuine versus a person who is not. Our job, simply put, is to love. Paul beautifully states this in 1 Thessalonians 2:7-8. But we proved to be gentle among you as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children, having so fond an affection for you. We were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our very own lives, because you had become so dear to us. Now, I want to do my job and I want to operate with authentic love and care. When I operate with love under the influence of the Spirit of God, I am positioning my personhood, as flawed as it is, to be used as a vessel for communicating the grace of God. There is, however, a danger. Never underestimate our ability to inappropriately and even unintentionally spiritually manipulate another person. Sadly, we can make someone say just about anything we want them to say, especially when it comes to children. Now think about this for a moment and let this sink in. The burden falls on God to convict and save. This is His work. We join Him, but He does the heavy lifting. Conviction of sin is not my job. Conviction of sin is from God. That is what it takes. That's His business. May we never forget that the kindness of the Lord leads us to repentance. May I tenderly model the kindness of God. In addition, man's anger does not bring about the righteousness of God. My anger and indignation about sin in the world does not bring about His righteous ends. Truth number three, God convicts of sin. We seek to earn the right to be heard.